ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 नारायणं नमस्कृत्य सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतिरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकीम्। We continue our reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 28, Text Number 26. Chapter entitled, Purandara Becomes a Woman in the Next Life. Tam Yajyabasavo Nena संज्ञाता
ये
अदयालुना कुष्ठारेष
छिच्छत्यु
क्रुद्धा स्मरणा अमिवान तम यज्ञापसवो संज्ञाता ये अदयालुना स्मरन्तो अमीवान्यस्य तम यज्ञापसवनेन संज्ञाप्याये अदयालुनाय चिच्छिदो
Chichito,
pierced to pieces. Kruddha,
being very angry.
Smaranta,
remembering.
Amivan,
sinful activity.
Asya,
of him.
Ta,
that.
Translation proposed by Sri Ramayana Srila Prabhupada Sri Prabhupada Ki. Translation. That most unkind king, Puranjana, had killed so many animals in the previous sacrifices, now, taking advantage of this opportunity, all these animals began to pierce him with their horns. It was as though he were being cut into pieces by axes. Translation responsibly. That most unkind king, Puranjana, had killed many animals
in various sacrifices.
Now, taking advantage of this
opportunity,
all these animals began to pierce him with their horns. It was as though he were being cut into pieces by axes. Quote. Those who are very enthusiastic about killing animals in name of religion or for food must await similar punishment after death. The word mamsa or meat indicates that those animals whom we kill will be given an opportunity to kill us. Though in actuality no living entity is killed, the pain of being pierced by the horns of the animal will be experienced after death. Not knowing this, rascals unhesitatingly go on killing poor animals. So-called human civilization has opened many slaughterhouses for animals in the name of religion or food. Those who are little religious kill animals in the temples, mosques, or synagogues. Those who are more followed maintain various slaughterhouses. Just as in the civilized human society, the law is a life for all life. No living entity can encroach upon another living entity. As far as the Supreme Lord is concerned, everyone should be given a freedom to live at the cost of the Supreme Father. And animal killing, either for the religion or food, is always condemned by the Supreme Personality Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita, in chapter 16, text 19, Lord Krishna says, "Tan aham dvaistata kurun samsareshu naradhamam chipyanti aja adat asram asubham asuristvam yonishu." Those who are envious and mischievous, who are lowest among the men, are cast by me into the ocean of material existence, into various demonic species of life. The animal killers, envying others, other living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are placed in the darkness and cannot understand the theme of objective of life. This is further explained in the following verses. Om Jnanati Nirantasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurur Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yukta Patikamalam Sri Gurun Vaisnavam Sri Rupam Sakajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Sadhamitam Sah He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishwabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर सरस्वती गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम राम राम
Hare Krishna. I'm just replacing Radha Yamuna Lila Mataji. She's away. His Grace Jagannath Prabhu's father passed away recently, so they had to travel to India. So I'm just mother passed away. I'm just waiting for her. So. We continue to hear the great teachings of Narad Muni to Prajini Bari in the form of allegorical story of King Puranjana. Now that's how the King Puranjana has been, he got old, and after old days the ultimate death has come. So the Yamadutas have dragged him from the body, and now whatever activities he has performed, we also have to face the consequences, either good or bad. In the story that King Puranjana performs many animal sacrifices or kills animal. In fact, Prachinibari is actually doing this. Narada Muni is indirectly telling me, Prachinibarisha, that he is killing animal unnecessarily, too many killing. So in the story it unfolds that yes, if you kill the animals, you are also will be killed. So in this text it says that the most unkind king, Puranjana, had killed so many animals in various sacrifices. Now, taking advantage of this opportunity, all the animals began to pierce him with their horns. It was though they were being cut into pieces by axes. So this is what's out of money. So it's stated. If we recall, similar text or similar message was given directly to Prachini Barishat in chapter 25 of Bainal Muni to Barishat, and the text number 8. So it's chapter 25 of the same fourth canto, text number 8, Narada Muni. Actually, by his mystic power, he is actually visually able to present that whatever the animals he was killing, he was actually be able to train us. Visually see them, they are waiting for his death. In that text, Narada Muni says, all these, this is Narada Muni talking to King Prachinibarisa directly, just when he actually came in and just about instructing. So he just noticed that this killing, the animals killing being taken place by King Prachinibarisa. So at that time, Narada Muni comes and gives time. So instruct him. So very initially, he says, all these animals are waiting for your death so that they can avenge the injuries you have inflicted upon them. After you die, they will angrily pierce your body with iron horns. So same now message is now again Narada Muni is telling. Yes. If you inflict pain now into other living entities, including animals, you are by the law of nature you are bound to be punished. So we hear the same thing repeated here. So we find another similar reference in Srimad Bhagavatam also in the teachings of Nava Yogendra by one of the Nava Yogendras by the name Chamasa Muni, instructing Maharaj Nidhi in the 11th canto. Same reference, again, it says, this is on the 11th canto, chapter 5, text number 14. Etu naiva vidho santaha stabdha sat abhimanina pasun druhanti visrava prityak hadanti te chatani. Ananaiva vidha means unknowingly killing these animals, not knowing these facts. Asanta, asanta is the santa is the word used for a saintly person, santa. Here it is referring to asanta, which one who is actually killing. Prabhupada translates as very envious. Stadha, arrogant. Why is killing? Because of his ego, arrogance, pride. That's what's going on. Sat abhimanina, considering themselves saintly. Pashun, animals, druhanti, they harm. What is the reason? Is pride and envy, arrogant, thinking themselves that they're actually performing a great, pious deeds, but it actually is not. Visraha, being innocently trusted. Now, we know the animals, they are in our care. Human beings are given a higher intelligence to actually care for all living entities of the species. The human is considered highest in the earthly planet. So, it is a responsibility of a human to actually look after the animals. It says the word is used here is visraha, being innocently, because animals in our care, they are trusting us to look after them, not kill them. Pretya, what they do? After leaving this present body, khadanti, they eat the animals. So translation is, those sinful persons who are ignorant of actual religious principles, yet consider themselves to be completely pious, without regret, commit violence against innocent animals who are fully trusting in them. In their next life, such sinful persons will be eaten by the same creatures they have killed in this world. Pretty heavy statement, isn't it? So, similarly in Manu Samhita or Manu Smriti, we also find a similar statement that as many hairs there are in the animal's body, or as many times you will have to come back. This is in the chapter 8, text number 38 of the Manu Samhita. So it's quite heavy. It's not, So unnecessary killing, actually he uses the word vritha. Unnecessary killing is not permitted. So we have that as a human being, what is the difference with other species and human beings? That we have a discriminating power. Yes, we can discriminate between good and bad. Whereas animals don't have that. They will have to just go with the flow of nature's given ability. But we do. We have an ability to say, okay, this is not good, this is permitted, this is okay, this is not good. So we have that intelligence of discrimination. Any other we can think of? Between difference between and other species or those species and humans?
We have religious principles.
Yes, we have religious principles. We have ability to say what is good, what is bad. We also have a ability to inquire
Who am I? Where do I come from? What am I doing? Huh? What is the goal of life? Can animal do that?
No.
But
also in nature, there is no good or bad.
Yes, in nature, they just have to follow the whatever it is. It comes from
that.
There is
no good or bad.
No good or bad. Yeah, some ways, yes.
They are wrong with it. Sometimes they are wrong with it.
Yes.
Quality.
Exactly. Another factor is that, and by nature, like tigers, by nature, given the food to eat flesh. He does not come and eat grass or grain or fruits or our things. Does? Yes.
Human beings can chant Hare Krishna.
Exactly. Human beings can chant Hare Krishna. They can inquire about the spiritual life. They can practice these spiritual practices. But animals cannot. Yes, sir. Animals cannot
feel empathy.
Feel empathy.
Yeah, they feel compassion. They can't have problems.
Oh, yes. Animals do not have compassionate, or they don't have empathy for other living. If the tiger sees a human being or any other animals, it's not going to say, "Oh, poor or he's sick or a little baby." It's not going to discriminate. It's just going to pounce them and grab them.
And you said animals are under protection, and when you give them protection, they feel so secure, and suddenly you take them.
Exactly, we heard that word trust. That we have been given a trust by the animals, so they trust us on us to say, "Oh, we can protect them."
Yeah, plenty.
Yes, and animals do not incur further karma, yes, but human do. As we act, we accumulate either good or bad karma. But animals will only go through their, what is the previous karma they come into. If the tiger kills is there's no sin. If we kill, there's a sin. So animals do not incur further karma.
Whatever you sow, you have to reap.
Exactly, yes.
My rights you can't repeat.
Correct. So, we as a human being have an asset. Animal is an asset for us. They give us milk. If you use their cow dung or the dungs of the animals, is used in the nature to fertilize the land.
Your Prabhupada said, the cow eating grass.
Yes.
And he's giving such a very good food.
Exactly.
It's called
yeah.
Very good tissue.
Mm-hmm. So the cow eats grass, she gives milk. The milk is used by our humans, and that nourishes our brain to make an inquiry in the spiritual life. Cows pass a stool, that stool is used to fertilize the land. Cows dies, the skin is used for different things.
They're making gas also, for cooking.
Exactly. So they are facilitating our needs. And here we are. What do we do? Sad.
Very sad.
Now, I had a few notes from my studies of Bhakti Sastri. I had a few notes. And we, on the same topic, we had some notes of how even the science acknowledges that our body, it's not really necessary for us to sustain in a meat flesh. It's not required. So there is some comparison. They compare between the carnivores, herbivores, and humans. The body structure that nature is given. Carnivores, herbivores, and herbivores are those animals who eat only grass. What's carnivore?
Meat eating.
Mating animals, yes. And herbivores?
Plants.
Okay, they eat only plants. Okay. So let's compare these three. They've done the studies on the actual physical body, so they also the teeth. See the difference between the dogs or tigers. You see a fang or the teeth. They have a different teeth.
Canine.
Yes. What is it called? Canines. Yes. Canines. We have a blunt one. We don't have that very sharp. But theirs is designed to tear the flesh. And we have a teeth that can grind a grains or food or we eat. Grind it. We eat
molar
teeth, yes. Whereas the animals, they are flesh eating animals, they don't have that. And the length of the length of the intestines of the animals that eat flesh is 3 to 6 times of their body length. Whereas the herbivores or the animals who eat grass or humans, they are 10 to 11 times of body length. Why? Because you eat flesh, it longer it stays in your body, it decays fast, and it causes a different problems, different diseases in the body. So the carnivores have a shorter instant time that flesh is consumed and is out.
Fast digestion.
And the acid the saliva, yeah. Theirs do not have that acidic which can digest the carbohydrate. They've done the studies. Whereas ours has that acid that can digest the grains like carbohydrates and
pH.
Yes. Whereas the animals that pH? What's pH stands for?
pH
is acidic, right?
Acidic.
Yeah, acidic. So the carnivores have got a pH 1. And herbivores and humans have 4-5 pH. So, which enables us for different digestive. Our food grains is more suited to digest with that acidic. Nails. We don't have. We can catch for someone. Whereas tiger or the carnivores, they have very sharp nails. They can just grasp into, the design. So the whole, by nature, the body is given. Yes, you have a desire to eat meat. Yes, become a tiger next life. And give your whole body which is designed for that. So, So the science tells us our body is not suited. Scripture said no, it's you eat what's simple. Your body is designed to eat Krishna Prasad.
Eat that. Apple.
Yes. Yeah. And then so much propaganda. And there's a whole propaganda, I would use the word propaganda, it is propaganda. That if we don't eat meat, where do we get a very common questions? Where do we get your protein? It's just, and there are grains like soya beans and legumes and all that thing. They have higher protein content than actual meat. They've done the study.
Lentils.
Pulses.
Yogurt.
There's so many things that is just there. But it's given by nature. You don't have to kill to get those. And they also analyzed that if a 5% of world's population becomes a vegetarianism, that will eliminate the shortage of so-called food shortage. They can feed just 5% of the people. They have done these studies.
1 billion people can eat.
Yeah. That can eliminate completely the shortage or whatever the shortage we have. And the hunger can be just eliminated completely just by becoming a vegetarian. If whole population of the world today does not eat meat for a day, what's the number of animals we save? 150 million animals killed every day. That's science research. This is the, according to the statistics by World Economic Forum. 150 million animals being killed for our consumption. How sad. Every hour, 55 million animals. So, just by a simple act of this taking, stop killing animals, there's so much benefit for the humanity, for us, our sustenance, for us living. Just to produce a kilo of beef, it takes about 15,000 liters of water, according to the study. So much land. It says they can produce in 1 acre of land, they can produce 40,000 pounds of potatoes.
Yeah.
And then only, I think, 250 kilo or something that you can produce beef. Compare that. How many, 40,000 kilo of vegetable, how many people can feed? Lot, big number, large number. With 250 kilo of beef, how many can feed? Compare to the maths. So yeah, Prabhupada is strongly, very strongly, in a proportion next to that. Like, now in the name of the religion, so-called name of the food, and the banner of food, and the banner of religion, it's just taking this unfortunate, very sad situation of, slaughtering animals. Yeah, so if the world takes, actually, nowadays quite of awareness is there. A lot of veganism is quite popular nowadays. It's, whereas in the 80s or 90s this veganism wasn't there. Now people are becoming aware. Yes, that has a very big consequences as collectively to the environment, to our consciousness. And our scriptures tell us also there is also, we do incur a karma. So just by taking this simple act of this diet, vegetarian diet or stress-free diet, there's a lot of good things you can do that. Today is also the a very auspicious day of the disappearance day of Ishwara Puri Prabhupada. Ishwara Puri Prabhupada is the spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he's the disciple of Madhavendra Puri, he's another great personality, great saint that came. Madhavendra Puri also, he is the person when there was a deity created by, established by Rajanath in Govardhan region. And this was Srinanchi, Govardhan deity. And it was being worshipped for many, many thousands of years as the historically, when the Mughals and they came, they started to destroy the temples. This deity was hidden under the ground. When Madhavendra Puri Prabhupada was doing his bhajan near Govardhan, in the dream, Krishna came as a boy and told him whereabouts this deity was hidden. And so, Madhavendra Puri got the Brajavasis to discover, excavate that place, and then they found this deity of Srinachi that is being worshipped in Nathdwar. That was the deity they discovered. So after discovering, they established the temple, they worshipped. However, again, the attack of the Mughals, the deity were moved by, to Nathdwar by the kings of Jaipur. So the Madhavendra Puri was Ishwara Puri was the disciple of Madhavendra Puri, and Ishwara Puri was born in the West Bengal by the town named Kumarhatta. Now currently this town is known as a Halisa. Previously, it was Haveli Sahar was the actual name. Was Haveli means the palaces. There was very opulent palaces were there at that town. It was known by Haveli Sahar. Now they made it even shorter or make it more like a because Muslim rules were there, so they wanted to give similar names to their religion. So it's called Halisa. The previous that the actual name was Kumarhatta. This is in West Bengal, right?
Yes.
You been there?
Yes.
Yes. So Ishwara Puri Prabhupada was born there, and he took sannyas as a Vaishnava, and he started to travel. So during his travel, he came to Navadvip. And he stayed in the house of Gopinath Acharya in Navadvip. And he stayed there once. He also went to see Advaita Acharya to Santipur, to meet Advaita Acharya. Now, Advaita Acharya also is a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. So they are God brothers. Ishwara Puri and Advaita Acharya are God brothers. So, of course, when they met, Advaita Acharya didn't recognize. He was sitting there and he arrived and he was sitting in the courtyard. I didn't recognize Madhavendra Puri, but by his appearance, he looked here as a Vaishnava saint or Vaishnava sannyasi. So when Advaita Acharya wanted to find out about him, he humbly said, "I am just Sudra. I'm not even sannyasi." So when Mukundadatta, or at the time Mukundadatta was also there, he started to speak about the Krishna Katha. Then Ishwara Puri Prabhupada was exhibiting all the ecstatic symptoms of the Krishna hearing Krishna Katha, which is exhibiting this. Hair standing in the end, growing and crying, all that symptoms. Then they realized when he introduced them, of course, there was a great meeting between two God brothers, Advaita Acharya and Ishwara Puri. They embraced each other. And in that visit, Ishwara Puri stayed in Navadvip about a few months. So, in that course, there was the first time he meets Mahaprabhu in Navadvipa while Mahaprabhu was still studying as a young pandit. So he meets, and during the exchange, they introduce, and then of course they, Ishwar Puri is very attracted to see the beauty of Mahaprabhu as a Nimai Pandit. And then Mahaprabhu invites him for a lunch at his place. Mother Sachi cooks such a great feast, and he serves. So this is the introduction of Mahaprabhu coming to with Ishwar Puri at that time. And so what he was saying, Madhavendra Puri was discussing, he was actually, I think he's already written a book called Sri Krishna Krishna Namamrita. Sri Krishna Lilamrita, sorry. This was written by Ishwar Puri. So he was discussing on this Krishna Lilamrita. So Mahaprabhu used to come in and listen from him, from this Krishna Lilamrita. And one day Mahaprabhu came to Ishwar Puri and said, "Oh Pandit, I have also composed a sloka on the Krishna." So Mahaprabhu, Ishwar Puri has actually composed a sloka and then gave it to Mahaprabhu. He asked Mahaprabhu, "So please check this, it is correct." Because Mahaprabhu is a great scholar.
Give you a comment.
Yes, comment. Mm-hmm. In that exchange, Mahaprabhu replies, "So whatever a devotee speaks is dictated by Krishna himself. If anyone sees any fault in this, then he is simply a sinful wretch.
Yes,
whatever poems he composes, certainly Krishna is very pleased by that. Krishna accepts the mood in which things are offered as the most substantial part of the offering." So that's Ishwar Puri Prabhupada. These words were like a drops of nectar. So like that, they Mahaprabhu and Ishwar Puri had an interaction in the Navadvipa. Then soon after a few months staying there, Ishwar Puri left as traveling because he's a traveling sannyasi. And when Jagannath Mishra passed away, Mahaprabhu actually went to Gaya to perform a pinda. So at that time, again, Ishwar Puri also happened to be in Gaya, and he meets Mahaprabhu again. Again, now after so long, they have met, there's a great exchange of reciprocation. At that time, Mahaprabhu also requests Puri, Ishwar Puri Prabhupada, to initiate him into a Vaishnavism. Of course, then there's whole pastime described in Chaitanya-charitamrita as well as Chaitanya-bhagavata by Vrindavan-das Thakur. So the whole initiation takes place in Gaya with that visit of Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu, Ishwar Puri initiates Mahaprabhu into a Vaishnavism. So after getting initiation, Mahaprabhu returned back to Navadvipa. And during his visit, he comes to the, on his way, he goes to Kumarhata, where Ishwar Puri Prabhupada was born. There, he actually collects the dust of that place. He said, "This is my spiritual master's birthplace." He collects And then he takes it, you know, put it ahead, he collects it, he takes it with him. I was listening to a lecture by Sridhar Maharaj, who was saying that every day he Mahaprabhu would take a little pinch of dust and place it on his head every day, just to see that the given importance of how this great exalted place, his Guru Maharaj's birthplace, is such a dust from that place is such a one. And following the Mahaprabhu's example, the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also would start collecting the dust from that place. It so happened that actually there is a whole place, a pond, is called Chaitanya Doha. Doha means a pond. It was created that all the devotees actually have taken dust from that place and actually created a pond. Now, if you happen to see, go to Kumar Hatta and see there is a place called Chaitanya Doha. Is it Doha? What is it called? Doha, right? Chaitanya Doha. So that's place Mahaprabhu has given so much importance of the sacred land of the birthplace of Srishwara Puri Prabhupada. So like that then Mahaprabhu performs his the further pastimes as inaugurating the holy name, the Yuga Dharma in Navadvip. So that's that was just a brief sketch of Srishwara Puri Prabhupada that I found in my book, so this was yesterday. So Sri Ishwara Puri Prabhupada Ki Jai, Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. So any questions or comments? Yes, Krishna.
Like when you're walking down the street, sometimes you might brush many ants unknowingly. So do you get like reactions for that?
So the question from the Lord Krishna is that when we walk on the land, we step onto a different living entities, including ants or different bugs that are crawling. Do we get a reaction? And yes, we do get reactions. And any killing is unwanted. When Marigrari, after became a devotee, what would he do? When Naradani came, he would actually take a piece of cloth from his clothes and he would sweep before he walk, because he is aware that he is going to step onto some animals, some ants, some living beings there. And similarly, we have here the description of Maharaj Jalbharat. Jalbharat also, when he was carrying a palanquin, that he would walk, you know, very carefully so he does not step into it. Yes, unfortunately we when we walk, when we even breathe, we actually breathing some germs in. That's good. The killing of any living beings who has a higher consciousness results into a higher sinful life or punishment, or it's a karmic reaction. Yeah, lower the consciousness, we less of the karmic reaction. Yeah. Yes, we should make every attempt not to kill. But unfortunately, when we drive, when we walk, when we dig the land for cultivation, there's some killing is there. Then we pray to the Lord that for forgiveness. Yeah. So even the plants, they are living beings. Yeah. We have to sustain ourselves. But its consciousness is so low that it doesn't have that great. Yeah. When we offer that plant, vegetable, fruit, anything to Krishna, and it eliminates that karmic reaction. So therefore, even wheat, a vegetarian, is better to offer to the Lord first, so that that karmic reaction is not there. So yeah, it said lower the species. Yes, Mahaprabhu.
Yes, Mahaprabhu.
One comment was, when this mantra was given by Shripuri, Mahaprabhu said, what sort of mantra you have given?
Yes.
And chanting and dancing. I can't stop.
Yeah, remember Atul Prabhu, when he was here, he was giving the same news.
What sort of mantra you have given?
It says, Japati Japati Hoila Bhagal. What? As soon as Ishwara Prabhupada had initiated him to a Vaishnava mantra, then when Mahaprabhu started to chant his holy name, and he just became like a ecstatic. And then Mahaprabhu asked Guripada, what kind of mantra have you given? He said, I just feel like always chanting. I always singing, dancing, rolling, and I cannot forget Krishna. What kind of mantra have you given? Then Puri Prabhupada said, mantra is working. Yes, mantra is working. That is the effect of that mantra is, yes, it's working.
So, that's what I'm saying.
Yes. So, yes.
So, the second comment is, effect of eating meat.
Yeah.
So many. High cholesterol, then coronary artery disease, and then you get another stents. You go to the cardiologist, he says 80% of one of the vessels, three vessels in the heart. One of our colleagues.
There's high number percentage, but actually it can be reduced. The number of heart attacks and heart diseases, if the diet is taken into plant-based diet, that has a tremendous amount of, it can be avoided, all the heart conditions can be avoided by having a plant-based diet.
Very right.
Yes.
Prophylaxis.
Exactly.
Except sugar.
Sugar is also, it's nature's given sugar, but because, the process of making that sugar for example, sugarcane juice, which is a fresh, it is sweet. But by the time it is turned into a sugar that has so much of chemical process that takes place, it actually does more harm than goodness. Yeah. But if you eat more naturally sweet, like juice of the fruit, raw sugar, or even jaggery, which is less processed, that has less effect. But yeah, the processed sugar
it's not too much.
It can be harmful, yes.
You get diabetes and the coronary artery and all this related to that.
Correct.
Prabhupada had severe diabetes.
Yes.
That's why you have two heart attacks on the board.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Yes. The comment from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is that humans can control their instinct, the desire, or they to control. But when animals have great instinct, when they are hungry, they're not going to discriminate. They're going to just get up.
Good point.
So yes, human beings are given a higher intelligence, higher
discrimination
power to think. And only in human form, we are entitled, or we are able to go back to Godhead. We can, even if you wanted to have a desire to go to heavenly planets or enjoy the other facilities, higher facilities of pleasure, only in a human form is given that opportunity. Animals do not have that opportunity. Animal cannot do a devotional service. Animal cannot do a pious activities. Animals cannot do charity. Animal cannot do austerity. Human being can, and human beings have. It's a rare opportunity. It's an opportunity to either you seek for a pleasure in this universe or in this it will work. Even we have a better opportunity to go back home, back to Godhead, free from all the sufferings we go through in the year, life and life. Janma Mritu Jaradhyadi. We can be free from
it. Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is the only way.
Yes.
You get out of the cycle of
yes. I was just listening to all these lectures on the Vedic cosmology, Vedic cosmology. In that, it is mentioned there is so much description of so much of the whole creation. It's such a vast creation. It has, you know, 14 planetary systems. We have this, you know, billions of size of description of this universe. It's 200 and something billions of yojana. It's just going, so much description was given there. And one of the points he was making is that the in the universe, the land of Earth is the land where the human being can perform a devotional service or perform a nice activity, perform this, and then he has the opportunity to go back and back to Godhead. This is the only planet. Whereas other planets, you have so much distraction, so much enjoyment is there, it's profusely, you cannot even do perform different devotional activities on other planets because there's a distraction. In this planet you can, we're given. So we are very fortunate to be born in this land of Bharatvarsha, or land of the earth, where we can actually perform devotional service.
Guru Brahmachari, the spirit told me when he's preaching, he says, who can make such a diverse spiritual material world? When you say, Lord God is not there, who can make it? That make sure that it's only God who can be. How can you? So he was telling me impersonalist. How can you say he has no form? Without form, how can you make a wonderful world, spiritual material world?
Yes.
Then Krishna has no form.
Yeah, you need to, you know, there's nothing comes from, I mean, nothing doesn't come from anything.
Yeah. That's wrong.
You need to have form.
No, yes. But Brahmachari is going yesterday. And was speaking to him.
Right.
For nonsense at all.
Correct. If you want to have some beauty, if you want to have, you know, do something, you need to have some form. Yes, to do it. In order to create, you need to have form. So Krishna has a form. He creates different things. Yes. That's my view.
Yes, the planet which we can go to spiritual world is also Brahmaloka, but that is on the edge of the
Yes, there's another planet you can go to. You are eligible to go to back home, back to Godhead. There's two places. One is the land we're living in, Earth planet. Another planet is Lord Brahma's planet, Brahmaloka. However, in Brahmaloka, you have to wait until the end of the life of Brahma. Here, we can go back home, back to Godhead within this lifetime. May our life, we have only 100 years of life.
Maximum.
Within that 100 years, we have opportunity to go back home, back to Godhead. Yes. Other planets, you cannot go back home, back from there. You're not going to come here to perform the personal service and go. And I think that's only two planets that gives you opportunity or can go from that to that.
Why do you think John is going to see you?
Sorry?
John is going to see you.
Yes.
We all
have opportunities. We are very fortunate. Yes. Including John. Everybody else. Okay, anything else?
Krishna.
Right, thank you very much. Kantar Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gopi Mahadevi.